on behalf of those who are also seeking homes as well, who are looking for a new place. We're praying for Carl and Beverly Allen, who are also asking for God to bless their health, to bless their bless them financially, as well as, again, to bless with the new home that they are seeking. We are also praying for Brother Frank and Kim, for their marriage, for their family, for their health and their safety. And we are praying for Miss Claudine and, oops, I dropped my paper. And we're praying for Miss Claudine. We're praying for Jeffrey, and we are praying for W.C. Hayes, and we are praying for Miss Shirley, all to deal with health, asking God to bless with newer opportunities for work, as well as asking God to allow the power of peace to flow within all of their lives. So pray with me now as we get back to this word, okay? God, thank you for allowing these prayer requests that are here right now to come to and through us to you. And we ask that you bless each one according to your will. We thank you, dear God, for the power of prayer. We thank you that you, the ultimate example, teach us and taught us for the need of prayer. We thank you that you even want to have a relationship with us where we converse and communicate with you. We ask now, dear God, that for all who are seeking health, those who are listed here as well as those who are not, that you be the ultimate Jehovah Rapha and do the healing that only you can do. We pray that you do it directly, humbly, and boldly, but we also pray, God, that you do it through resources that you have allowed and or created through your people. We ask that you direct each of us and work through the doctors and surgeons and nurses, through medications that are needed, through psychiatrists and counselors and therapists, that you work through each and every disease specialist, that you work through those who are cardiologists, that you work through those who are helping us, speaking to us about our health and our diet. We ask also that you work through those specialists who deal with finances, who can speak and teach to us how to manage better the things that you have given us. We ask, dear God, that where we have fallen short, where we don't tithe and give according to your word, or where we spend outside of ways that you have warned us or told us not to do so, that you forgive us and help us to do better. We ask, dear God, for those who are continuously having problems with representing you in every place of our lives, even on how we are timely and punctual, that you help us to truly be a disciple, which means we have to have discipline. Help us, God, to have respect for you, for ourselves, and for one another, not to misrepresent you in how we carry ourselves. Help us, dear God, not to be the ones who show up for worship at any time or the time that we think is the part that we appreciate, but help us to show up for you always on time, because you are always on time for helping us with what you bring us to and through. We ask, dear God, right now that for those marriages that are struggling, for those that come to us and seek that type of help, we ask that you work within the counseling as well as outside the counseling within those relationships where they are barely speaking with each other. We ask to God right now for our children who are having problems with being troubled, who are having problems with being disciplined, who are having problems because they have experienced so many problems from their growth and from their childhood and growing up, and so many things and levels of trauma they have endured. We ask to God that you help them to get in the right hands, and help parents and guardians to get the right help that is needed also, so that they can be made better parents and guardians. We ask that you fix the foster system, the foster care system. We ask that where it is fragmented and broken, that you help, dear God, and speak again directly as well as through prayer to those that seek to misuse it to get a check instead of to give care. We ask, dear God, that you help us all to be mindful of one another and to mind one another's business, not in ways where we are nosy, but help us, dear God, to truly be our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, to notice when someone is hurting, when someone possibly has been harmed, to speak to those persons and to speak to you as to how to do it. In all things, God, we just ask that you use the good things, the bad things, the glad things, and the sad things through us, that we may give you greater glory. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're going to get back to this word after we have our ha hallelujah time, all right? So let's do it. Hallelujah. Got some good clips for you tonight, too. And I'm going to play both from Johnny Beaner. That's J-O-H-N-N-Y Beaner. B-E-E-H-N-E-R. See, I bet you thought I know how to spell Beaner, right? See, you didn't know what I was going to say. It's like that. Anyway, this is Johnny Beaner. This is from the Dry Bar Comedy Series. And you can get that at several places. But we're going to listen in right now. Again, you can call in even though I'm listening with you. My microphone is on so I can laugh and listen in with you. But you can still call me and then I'll mute my mic. The number, if this is live, is 904-296-2251. And the number, if it's later, I'll still be on duty, is 904-624-9868.
Well, like I said, I try not to make waves. What do they say? What's the saying? Happy wife, happy life, right? Yeah. I wonder who came up with that one. I wish husband rhymed with life. Ooh, that'd be a different planet. It's not just married guys that have to deal with that either. Like before we got married, right after we got engaged, I would tell people that we were engaged, and everyone's advice to me was the same.
The new Praise 107.9, W300CU Jacksonville, and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the ultimate gospel experience.
That's what we say to guys when they're getting married. Pick your battle. We don't say that to women. That's not fair. What do we say to women? Oh, you're getting married, huh? You're going to win. A lot. We were married like 6 months, and all of a sudden my wife goes out of the bush. She's like, hey, let's get a dog. I want to get a dog. I said, no, I don't want to get a dog. Let's not do that. She's like, yeah, let's get a dog. That'd be fun. You'll love it. It's great. No, I don't want to get a dog. It's a lot of work, money. Let's not do that. She's like, yeah, come on, let's get a dog. So I said, all right, you know what? I'm just going to use one of my battles here. My wife, who clearly had never been told to pick her battles, says, what is that? What are you talking about, your battle? I said, well, you know, they always say, like, pick your battles, so I'm going to use one of mine for this. She started laughing, and then we went and got a dog. We were out to eat, the whole family, me, my wife, my kids, we're out to eat at this restaurant. And a waitress came around to check on us. She's like, you guys doing okay? Anyone need anything? I said, yeah, oh yeah, can I get a refill on my Coke? And then my wife goes, oh, no, he's good. He's had plenty. He's fine. And the waitress goes, okay, and left. I'm sitting at the table. I'm like, what just happened? I want another Coke. I just told her I want another Coke. And then this other person that's not me said I don't need another Coke. And now I don't think I'm getting another Coke. Is this one of my battles? Do I use a battle for this? Is that what they were talking about? No, it's a Coke. Let it go, Johnny. Save them. You don't know how many battles you get. And then my wife gets mad at me because she looks at me and she doesn't think I'm listening to her, you know, because I'm just sitting at the end of the table playing through the different scenarios in my head. I'm like... She's like, what are you doing? Where's your head? What are you doing? I'm like, what am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm daydreaming, me flipping the table and saying, where's my Coke? I ordered a Coke. I want my Coke. And then all the women in the restaurant would probably be like, oh my goodness, did you see that man? What an animal. He totally overreacted. And then all the guys would be like, did he?
All right. We're going to hear one more from Johnny Beaner. Stay with us. This is Standing in the Gap.
We're just very different. My wife and I were very different. We come from different backgrounds. Like, I came from a normal family, you know? She just came from, like, a hippy-dippy family, you know? Her dad's an actual hippie. Her mom's a holistic nurse. And I just... First of all, if you don't know what holistic medicine is, it's basically like, remember when you were little and you'd play house, you know? You pretend you had to go to the doctor, but you're a kid, so you don't have medical equipment, so you just kind of use sticks and rocks and stuff. You know, that's holistic medicine. Here's a better example. When I was single, before I met my wife, I used to use Irish Spring, okay? It's good soap. I like it. That was my soap. And then I met my wife. We got married. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower one day, and she freaks out. She's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What is this? Come here. What is this? I was like, are you kidding me? That has aluminum in it. That's terrible. That has aluminum in it. I'm like... I didn't see any. She's like, you cannot use that. Here, you got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. This is what your body needs. It's the good stuff. All right, whatever. Hey, I'm a married guy. I don't want to make waves. I know how it goes, right? So I'm using her soap, okay? First of all, it hurts because there's pebbles in it. I don't know who's running quality control at the hippy-dippy soap factory, but I think they're asleep at the wheels. There's a lot of junk going down that line no one's picking out. I'm using her soap one day. I'm washing myself. I cut my leg. I literally cut my leg. I look down. There's a stick in the soap. You ever cut yourself soaping? Anyone? It's very frustrating. I never found a stick in my Irish Spring, okay? That's kind of a big selling point when I buy soap. No sticks. You get that one. I just don't get this hippy-dippy movement we're all moving towards. You shouldn't wash yourself with anything unless you found it on the ground in the woods. That's how you know it's good soap. I used to go to Target, and I'd buy a year's supply of Irish Spring, and it would cost me, I think, what? I don't know, $11? Comes in a box, made in a factory. It says soap on the side somewhere, so you know what you're buying. And meanwhile, my wife's buying soap from gypsies. Made out of oatmeal and sticks. Right? The packaging is rope. Quality control right there. The label is just a ripped off piece of scratch paper someone hand wrote. Nature's chunk of crap.
That's messed up. All right. That's Johnny Beaner again. This is Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. You can call in with your prayer request and or praise report. The number is 904-296-2251 or later 904-624-9868. We're going to finish up with this word, clarify some things before we move on. And again, I'm looking forward to hearing your voice. Stay with us right here. This is Praise 107.9.
Keep me lifted,
and I'm a
that I might go in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Keep my name on your lips.
No.
Remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me lifted.
For the effectual fervent prayer.
That I might go
in my faith.
Keep my face on your mind.
The next time you go.
When you go.
Oh, I wonder, does anybody know the power of prayer?
That's 2103 featuring Fred Hammond, Smokey Norville, and Jay Moss also. And this is Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We're going to hear one more song, and I just want to highlight what we're talking about through this word already so I can get to the phones as well. You know, we got to serve people always first, God, then people, and so then ministry in that order. So we ask God to show us this word, and this is from Luke chapter 22, saying how Jesus knew that Peter was going to betray him. And one of the questions that came up on social media is about the degrees of sin. That's not the focus for tonight, but I don't want anyone to be confused. When I say there are no degrees of sin, I'm talking about this as we are talking and doing things to one another. There's sin, there's iniquity, there's transgressions, there are things that we can do that can vex the Spirit of God. There are things as far as Roman Catholicism and being Protestant, believe in or don't believe in degrees of sin. There are things listed in the Word in 22 different places that talk about this is greater than that. There are places that mention abomination. What I'm talking about tonight specifically is in this Word, in its original language, between the lines and behind the Word, that talks about what Jesus is saying in this. So stay with me in this verse where Jesus says to him that I'm praying for you, because he knew he was going to deny him. That is a sin. And he knew that he would also forgive him and bring him back. That is an offense against him. And we would discuss those other ways of sin and all those things later. There are things that are considered venial sin, mortal sin. I'm being obedient to what God has given me. I'm well-versed and educated and edumacated to share the different degrees. And that is going with just what God has us talking about tonight. Satan will attempt to distract us That is a form of attack. Even when Christians are trying to get to know the word, Satan will attempt to attack us to distract us from what God would have us to focus on. That is why we need to stay prayed up. Amen. But I'm so excited that you are, for those who are sharing, that you have different understandings about it. And we will clear that up with those who have brought that up. But I want to be very clear. This is a form of clarity, not confusion, because we serve a God who keeps us stayed prayed up too. All right. We're going to hear one more song before we get back to this. And we know, in speaking of prayer, that the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, is very well known too. The or Our Father or the Pater Noster. That one is also a very familiar scripture. Lord's Prayer is really over in John, a lot of that. But this is known as the model prayer, and some see it as the Lord's Prayer too. We have different understandings, but very similar when we are versed in Christ. Amen. We're going to listen to that song that's also based off that, by Fred Hammond, and that is Our Father. Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. 904-296-2251. 904-624-9868.
Our Father, we love to call you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
By your grace you have adopted. Now we're your children.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
You now receive us.
You now receive us.
Join us with Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to your name.
Our Father.
Praise your name. Everybody say,
Our Father,
yes.
We love to call you. By your grace you have adopted. Now we're your children. Join us with Jesus.
That's all right.
Your feet, oh Lord, is the most high. your presence, Lord, I see your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory and grace, by your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship.
So glad for the calls we're getting in and prayer requests, praise reports, just getting to know more and more of those in this community of prayer, praise, and proclamation. Thank you so much for tuning in to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated. That's an outreach ministry, not a church. Thank you for those who are asking. We do help other churches and other places and hold conferences. But I'm also Monica R. Hooks of Discipleship for Discipleship. That is the number, the alternate number that you can also call for your prayer requests, praise reports outside of the showtime. But that's also the number that you would use if you need some extra help, some counseling. That can be done anywhere in the world, as well as by phone, by video chat, in person. We know that we're out physically out of Jacksonville as far as the radio, but Worship Worldwide is throughout in helping people throughout the United States, as well as West Africa, as well as West Indies. And so I have ministry daughters and sons all over the place, as well as colleagues in the places where we physically are not, as well as credible colleagues who would be glad to counsel you in that same spirit that we do. It's very affordable on a sliding scale so that everyone can get great counseling. Everyone that's a part of the team is not only appointed by God, but anointed by God to do what we do, because it's not about money. It's about ministry. And yes, ministry costs money, but it's about ministry. So we make sure that everyone gets that help. Whether you have insurance or not, you can pull it right out of your pocket. And so the number again to call in here to Stand in the Gap is 904-296-2251. Thank you, Jesus. And the later number is 904-624-9868. So I'm just talking to you from my heart to your heart here, as I always do. In this word, on the side of this word, not from this word, but on the side of this word. When I'm talking about prayer, and when I hear people say that, you know what, God actually did answer this prayer, and sound shocked, it's cute and it's beautiful, but it's also a little sad, because God hears you. God hears her. God hears him. God loves us and really does want us all to have a prayer life. It does not take Pastor Monica. It does not take Bishop so-and-so. It does not take Monsignor over there to get a prayer through for you. That's why I'm saying this, because God says to say so, that we are in the mindset sometimes, and I came up through it in ministry as well, about being under other people. Those type of things have nothing to do with God. We are under some concept that we are taught in certain religions that we're supposed to sit at the feet of other men and women who are called to do such things as pastor and preach and teach. Those things are not in the word. We're supposed to have respect for one another. We're supposed to give honor as if father and mother type figures. But we're only supposed to hold the Lord high and lifted up. We're only supposed to sit at the feet of Jesus. And so when people go through things and then they can't reach Pastor Monica, or they can't reach Bishop so-and-so, they can't reach Monsignor whomever, then they think, I'm not going to make it. And that's just not true. Because God is your ultimate pastor. God is your ultimate bishop. God is your ultimate Monsignor. God is your ultimate parent when you can't reach your mom or your dad. God is your ultimate sibling through Jesus Christ when your sister or brother won't call you back. God is your ultimate love when your husband or your wife is not acting right with you. God is your ultimate everything counselor when you can't get to or through discipleship for discipleship. God is your ultimate standing in the gap for you, whether this show is on or not. So I want you always to be empowered that through conversation, through prayer, we can see how Satan attacks and how Satan tries to attack to distract us, to distract us. Satan also tries to distract us, to destroy us. But Satan's attempts to distract, attack, and destroy will not impact us the way that he wants it to, because God is the one who protects us, because God is my protector. God is the one who produced us, so God is my producer who will also keep me and keep me focused on purpose. And God is our ultimate promoter. So no matter what crap Satan tries to bring against us with his little punkish behind, God will always promote the purpose that's within me. Even if God has to fight the enemy within me, is me. Just like that song we've heard from Bruce Parham, right? Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so whatever we do, I appreciate the respect. I appreciate the accolades. And I appreciate the fact that God always makes it very clear. Give God all the glory, all the credit for anything that you hear that is of worth to you, of value to you. Is from the Lord. And the main thing God wants us to teach and to show an example through this broadcast is that there is all the power within you that you need from God. God has given us one another to complement that, not to contradict it, to complement it, not to compete with it, to complement it, not to enable us to be less than, but to empower us to be the greatest version of ourselves that God created us to be. Amen. So I thank you for listening in with us and helping us. And we're going to continue with this word, because it's a really good word, because we got it from the Lord that Peter, was prayed for by Christ, because Christ knew that Peter was going to be under attack by Satan, trying to distract him. Peter was going to, in this distracting, Satan uses these methods to distract, to destroy your purpose, no matter what it is. Satan wants to destroy you. So he prayed for him. Jesus prays for you. Jesus prays for us. And Jesus has commissioned us to pray for each other. See, Peter's present situation in Luke 22 is that Satan desired to sift him as wheat, right? That's what the word said. Satan wanted to separate the good things about him from the things that were bad habits. He wanted to pull the good away and to destroy it, so that the old Simon would creep up and that the new Peter would not be there. See, whatever we feed and whatever we give water to within our lives is the thing that continues to live, right? So whatever your good habits are, as you learn more about the word, you read more about the word, you learn more about that word, you read more about it, you have a desire to live more for Christ. But when you're watching things on TV that have a whole bunch of cursing and cussing, I'm telling on myself, cursing and cussing, you're trying to understand, I'm just saying, I'm trying to understand some of these concepts on reality shows and dealing with people in counseling as well, and trying to understand this mindset about having to, feeling like one has to have name brand, logo this, Louis this, Versace this, and Red Bottoms this, trying to understand that concept, those who have a little bit of new money and feel like they need to spend it, and trying to find the concept why someone at certain ages, well beyond the sixth grade, would think it's adequate and to swing on somebody else, to curse somebody else out, to call another sister to a sister out of her name, for a brother to call another brother out of his name, for men and women to jump across tables and fight each other over one another, over hearsay, over crap that's put on social media. It's my baby curse word, sorry. And so I'm trying to understand that. But then the old military Mookie, who used to have a PhD in profanity, starts being fed. She starts getting some water because she starts to hear stuff that she hasn't said in over 24 years. So then when I'm reading something like Job, and Job is going through this and that and the other, instead of the minister Monica hearing it the way that she usually does, and Job is going through stuff with his faith, his finances, his family, his fidelity, I could do that all day because of the Lord, you know that, right? I hear military Mookie creeping up and like, boy, Job went through some ish, but she wasn't thinking ish. She was thinking the other word that she hasn't even thought of in a while. So that which we feed is that which will grow and live. So we have to starve some old habits. Prayer helps us with that. That's why we have to stay prayed up, because Jesus will make it very known through prayer. No, what gets me, I'm going to go over my usual 6 minutes of talking. What gets me is that when I listen to some of our gospel, not leaders, people who present themselves as gospel teachers and preachers and online and TV and other things, and some of them put themselves up in a place that they are high and lifted up and you need to bow down to them. And recently, being specific but not talking against the people, recently in seeing a gospel songstress talk about her relationship with gospel, what does he really do? Because I'm called to tell the truth. A person who says the gospel and teaches the gospel, and seeing their inappropriate relationship, that she said she, I can't deal with ambiguity. I'm talking about Vicky Yohe that we're praying for, and mentioning her relationship, feeling she needs to come out on social media to protect herself because the other person who was speaking against her, the other person that was speaking against her was going to disclose some things to mess her up as far as ministry. And so that's David Taylor. And so remember, I'm not speaking against them. I'm not talking about the gossip about them. I'm talking about the facts in the word and the facts as to what I saw as far as how this played out on social media. For both of them, God help them and bless them. if they really didn't have a relationship, all that stuff, that's not my concern. If they had a relationship that also was intimate and they're not married and all this other stuff, I'm not validating it, not condoning it, but neither am I speaking against them, because I got my own issues and my own stuff that makes me not perfect. So we pray on their behalf. That's how we stand in the gap. What I don't like about it, that my concern is for both of them, as we stand in the gap for them and for one another, is that I heard him saying very specifically as to why he denies all the stuff she says and how dare she should want to even try to talk to him when he talks to the Lord, when he's experienced the Lord, as if he's the only one who experiences the Lord. That bothers me, and I pray for him. I'm not speaking against him. To have that type of mindset is not of Christ and needs prayer, because he's very much a child of God. He's very much called to do some things that are of God. All of us are. That's my point. That Vicky is no higher or lower than us, and David Taylor is no higher or lower than us. But my concern is when we present misrepresentation of Christ like that. You have to stay prayed up to be able to see through it, because just as many people are amening and okaying both of these presentations that are pretty messy on social media that attempt to distract the people of God from God. And that's not of Christ. And that's just the human thing we go in. Vicky is an amazing singer and writer, and God bless her. She seems very hurt from the situation, and she will be fine because she definitely has the Lord, and the Lord is there for her. David Taylor is good at whatever he's truly called to do, and we ask the Lord to help him and to bless him within the purpose, whatever his true purpose really is. Amen. In Jesus' name. Whew. Had to get that out. So again, even on social media, as we're talking about this word, confusion tries to come, but we punk Satan on a daily basis because I stay prayed up. You stay prayed up. We stay prayed up. That way we can hear the truth. We can see when things are creeping up beyond us. So even when I'm watching the news, I told you when I'm watching the news, it's very difficult. And I ask the Lord, you know, Lord, help us this, help us that. The next thing I know, I stop my prayers because my prayer isn't as accurate as it could be, because God says I am helping. I am doing this. When you stay prayed up, this is just some of the practical stuff. When you stay prayed up, then we can be more in tune to where we're headed, to which route to take when we're driving, which way to go when we're walking. Now, again, I'm not blaming people. I'm not blaming us for us being hurt and raped and murdered and assaulted. I'm not blaming us. But I'm just saying, in general, we have become, in this 21st century, people who don't pay attention as much as we could. In some way, all of us can pay greater attention, no matter how greatly attentive we are. Attention to God. And every time, just for example, every time I go out, because my prayer with God is constant communion. I told you, God's taught me how to pray in my sleep. I woke up, I got to tell you this, I woke up the other night out loud from this vision. I actually woke up out loud saying, you don't have to be jealous of each other. It's like, just keep realizing we're all blessed. And God was showing me his vision about what was going to happen in some meeting, and people were competing and ministers were competitive because the pastor was stirring up competition as opposed to camaraderie. And I've been there before. I don't want to ever do that again, but I keep seeing it. And so on one hand, I was like, oh goodness, I really am old. I have truly, truly become my grandparents, who I would joke on and laugh about all the time when they were sleeping, or as we say, nodding off, and say something, talking in their sleep. But I do pray for us. I pray for you because God says so, and because that's what I'm called to do. And in those prayers, I'm telling you, you have your own power in that. So that when someone gets up who is a pastor or a leader or a bishop, I don't care how well we preach, how well we teach, how good it looks like we're trying to live this gospel, you're not supposed to put us above Christ. And the same Christ that uses us mightily, and I'm talking about the majority who are true about the gospel, whatever God does to and through us, that is a blessing to you, it is because of God. And you have your own power to do what God has called you to do just as much. But the only one who is to be high and lifted up is God. And God gives you the power to pray whether I'm here or not. But I am here. He gives us even greater power together to pray. But at times when you find yourself by yourself, this show isn't on, the people on social media who connect with the show are on, there's no number to call in, Praise 107.9, God forbid, is not here, there's no worries. You know who always is? God is. Because that's who God is. And that's why we are grateful for God. Just got to stay focused on God and know that when we pray, God listens and God responds. Stay with us right here. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica.
When we pray, stir the inner fire. When we pray, take away the world's desire. When we pray, Holy Spirit, lift us higher. When we pray, when we pray, when we pray, let it not be for a season. When we pray, give us wisdom and not reason. When we pray, let your name be our petition. When we pray, when we pray, when we pray, 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 Lord, show us the way. Pray, pray, when you pray, lean not on your understanding. When you pray, just take hold of His commandments. When you pray, know that He hears your crying. When you pray, when you pray, when you pray, let it not be for a season. When you pray, ask for wisdom and not reason. When you pray, let His name be your petition. When you pray, when you pray, oh, when you pray, 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 God, show us the way, show us, pray. Lead us in your righteous ways. Turn our hearts to seek your face. Wash away all iniquity. Search the inner parts within. Wipe away every sin. At thy throne of grace I bow my. I bow my knee. I bow my knee, Lord. Show me, show me. Say, pray, pray. Lord, show us the way. Say, pray,
All right. Praise the Lord. We are praying for Brother Lennard, thanking God for his amazing testimony and what God has brought him to and through, and blessing through him as well to other people. We are also praying on behalf of those, what was the prayer? Those, wait a minute, I got a brain cramp. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Lord. We are praying on behalf of those who are still recovering from all the tumultuous weather. I could name a couple of places, which I do, but I want us to pray for those throughout the world. Some that we know about, some that we don't know about. We're asking God to restore. We're asking God also to bless directly as well as through the governmental systems that are set up to be a help to those who have lost their homes, who have lost loved ones in all of the hurricanes and all of the other types of weather and disasters. We're praying for those who are in California with the brush fires as well. Still, some people have not recovered from the beginning ones, which was a while ago, as well as the ones not so long ago, with a couple of weeks ago still. And so we're asking God, there are earthquakes, there are all types of things happening throughout this world, as God said that there would be. So we are just continuously asking God to help in those matters. I am so glad that you listen in to us tonight with Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. It's an honor to serve you and to be a part of this community. It's an honor to be able to share with you what God shares with me, just about how awesome you are, how God is so available to you for a relationship, as well as for those who already have a relationship with God, for a greater relationship with God. So at this time, we want to open the doors of the kingdom. What we're really doing is not opening the doors. Jesus opened the doors of the kingdom. We're just doing our part to let you know that they are open. And that means that you can accept Christ right now, if you have not, right where you are, in that car, in that place, the station where it may be playing, in your home, over your phone. You can do it right now where you are. That there are ways in different churches and locations and synagogues and other places for you to have a connection to God, for you to have a connection, get a connection with Christ. You can do it right now. And again, with or without me, you could do that. Just accept Christ. Accept the fact that Christ accepts you as you are. Please don't use the excuse that some of us have used, that, oh, I got to get my act together before I go to Christ. No, that's how you get your act together, by connecting to Christ. Christ knows all about you. Christ is the one who created you. In the heavens with God, let us create them in our image, male and female. That us, that capital U, as us, that's Christ and God and the Spirit of God all together, that Trinity right there, created you. So Christ knows you. Christ knows your flaws. Christ knows your all. And as I always say, Christ knows there is much more all that's good to you than the flaws that we all have. So at this time, you could just accept him however you want. You could do it in prayer, which is good. You could do it just by saying, Lord, I accept that you accept me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit and ask you to help me to stay connected to you. Amen. Boom. That's it. That's it as far as accepting it. You don't have to cut yourself. You don't have to bleed out. You don't have to flip. You don't have to run around the building. You don't have to go and take a bath in oil. You don't have to do anything except accept the fact that Christ loves you as you are and wants to help you. Use this power prayer that we're talking about. It's not just altar prayer, which is awesome when we come together at a place of worship to pray together. It's not just about a prayer of someone being anointed and coming to pray for you. That's awesome when God sends somebody to prophesy to you and anoint you for something. That's incredible. I get to do it for some people. It's been done to me from some people. It's incredible. And still, nothing replaces God. It's beautiful when people get together and pray to bless food. But let's not just wait to Thanksgiving or till somebody dies and we have a repast, or till somebody gets married and we have a wedding. Let's pray together all the time. So what I was saying before I went to the phones to talk to our beautiful callers is that, practically speaking, my communion with God in prayer, God has put it on my heart a long time ago. Now, you know, I don't like talking about me because it's about you. But God says to share this about me to help you. That's the only time I share. So because God put this on me to always be in constant prayer and communion in prayer. So all the time, there's not an hour that goes by that I'm not in prayer for something. So even when I hear ambulance or sirens of police car or something, I'm already praying. That came, I learned that from when I was in Catholicism, when I was Catholic. We were taught, first of all, to do the sign of the cross, name of the Father, on your forehead. Yeah, you know, you say out, name of the Father, and you place your right hand on your forehead, your fingertips on your forehead. And then we were taught to say the name of the Son, and you place the same fingers on your sternum, middle of your chest. And then you say in the Holy Spirit, and you do Holy Spirit, your left shoulder, your right shoulder, right? Some of you know that, some of you don't. I see people who are faking it sometimes. But we did that. We were told to do that also when we rode past our church and other churches, just trying to get you to be very mindful of God and the place of God, of a holy consecrated place of God, like a church. We also were taught when you hear sirens that you're supposed to be in prayer for those who may be hurt. And God has taught me to also pray for those who are going to those places to help those who may be hurt, right? That's what we get the stand in the gap part of that is from too. So I do that. But then I hear other times I've learned that from Catholicism that we were taught to pray for those who are in purgatory. Purgatory is thought by them, and it's a part of their apocrypha. Not the Bible. The Apocrypha is something, another book where those who are Catholic get their ideas, their concepts, as well as their practices of religion and how to worship God as Father, Jesus, as well as the Holy Spirit, but also believe in praying to Mary. I'm clarifying to you my experience because that's how God has worked with some of you as well. That's why we can relate to one another. So that being said, I also learned from God that purgatory is not necessarily this place, this spiritual place before you get to heaven, that you're not in hell, but you're not in heaven, but you're close to heaven, but you have some things that are not processed or forgiven yet. So we were taught in Catholicism to pray for those who have died, who are not in heaven, they're in purgatory, to pray for them on their behalf because they can no longer pray for themselves. Ooh, this made me cringe to think of it. So we were taught to pray for them. So for years I was praying for people that they get to heaven, that God, you know, forgive them of all the things that they didn't seek for forgiveness before they passed. And however we do that, right? Now I learned from the Lord, since I've also been called through a Baptist ministry focused on Christianity, but then also transitioned by God to pastor an outreach ministry that is non-denominational, just focused on Christ. Not Baptist, not Catholic, not Reformist, nothing against all of them, just doing what God told me to do, right? So that being said, I've learned from God that purgatory to us really is, from my understanding, really is this place called earth. This is the place that's between heaven and hell. Amen. And for us, that's why we stand in the gap also for those who have been done wrong, as well as for those who have done wrong, because that's all of us. So yes, like, oh, I don't know how you feel about somebody, you know. Yeah, I understand praying for the person who was raped. Sorry for such a blunt, but I need to be clear. But I don't know about praying for the one who raped them. Absolutely, we need to pray for the one who raped them, you know, just as much. Because we don't want them to live that way. We don't want them to go and hurt someone else. And they have opportunity to be delivered from such a mindset, from such a wicked behavior, to be totally saved by Christ and to use those negative experiences to be a blessing to keep other people from doing what they did when they were not in their right mind. We absolutely pray for the one who experienced it for the same reason, similarly, that they are a victim who can also not only be a survivor, but be one who thrives as well to help others who have gone through that. Does that make sense? We stand in the gap without judgment for the people of God so that we can use the power of prayer to connect in greater ways to God and to each other. So when I say be in constant communion, when I go out, thank you, Lord, I'm asking and praying to God, please keep me safe. Please keep me alert. Please show me. Please protect me. Please allow help those who may even want to come against me or be used by Satan in any negative way. Keep them away. Me praying and you praying also keeps us very focused on God's part in our lives. Amen. You and I praying keeps us focused on the fact that we have other people around us who are of God as well as some who are not. You and I focused on God keeps us also focused in prayer on the fact that even when we are with others, we still have God. And that's important to know, because sometimes you can be with a group of others and still feel like you're by yourself. Amen. Or sometimes you can be with a group of others and not realize it, that you are by yourself. As soon as you leave the room, they're talking about you. But we also